Phil Mark, Hunt. Please. Phil Marcus. Hunt wants a drink.
Marcus, oh. Phil needs a drink.
Yes, he does.
Sarah Hassel, buy Phil a drink.
Do you just want a drink?
He needs a drink.
Oh. He just needed liquids. He's okay now. There's like 18 drinks coming to you now.
Someone get us some water.
Shut your ass up, Justin.
The band needs towels.
And some Avion, please, stat.
This was in our fucking contract now.
It's on. It's on. We'd love to at Del Taco. You see how I do it? I put my lips around it.
All right, we're
in.
Oh,
yeah, it's not eating up.
What?
Michael.
What?
Michael sucks the mic much more than Justin.
So, yeah, we're in fact for a while.
That's because Troy's half naked.
Much. First off, good job on sound, Roger.
Give beer to Troy. You're too damn
cute. Are we
going to
play again tonight, or are we done?
Do you know what? I think we need a little structure here.
This is the most...
Everyone...
Is the show going to get coherent?
Yeah, it's on.
This is the most...
You are now off Broadway.
And go. All right.
And you, Mike.
You guys can't even talk. How can you rock?
Don't answer the question.
Shut up, Justin. Be like you are during practice where you shut up and we just tell you what to do.
He's a loop.
I hope you like sleeping because tonight you ain't going to wake up.
Well, as a matter of fact, I love sleeping.
And
to continue that, I would love to not wake up. So, great. Win,
great.
Win. Kudos to
Mike's got the mic and it's not going to end. So, guys, that was a really rocking set you just played.
We ain't too proud of that.
Yeah, that beginning was that.
That's
long
not
we're really fucking out
our best
friends.
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
I just improvised that.
Yeah.
I'm a
you're good.
We can't hear over the hippity hop.
Say what? Yeah. I saw that
over
from
the
Troy.
Hip-hop.
You know what?
Yep.
You know, Todd, could you please talk into a mic at all times if you're talking? Yeah, say it.
All right.
Are you going to throw a drink at me again,
question.
Todd?
So who are you guys?
If I have to. We're Les Dirty Frenchmen.
Les Dirty Frenchmen.
Yeah, we're all the way from France to Boston.
Les Dirty Frenchmen.
F in connection,
from Luxembourg.
Sounds to me Justin's from West Fargo.
Straight up. Y'all going to make me lose my mind.
No, really. To be serious, we're from the Belalux countries.
Phil, why don't you come and share this with me? We'll just give that one to Justin.
No.
Hey, if we ever have an interview where anyone's questioning sexualities, this is going on the record right now.
Oh, great.
No.
Mom, I'm not that way.
Ross, I'd suggest...
Earlier, he shoved the mic down his throat.
I'd suggest Ross listen to Cat Scratch Fever, then.
Ouch. You really burned him there, Phil.
You stole my line, Phil.
Phil, ask a question.
They don't answer. You ask them a question, and they all start talking at the same time.
They don't speak fluent American. English.
Question number one. Phil, one.
Now I don't know. You put me on the spot. Who are you?
What are your influences, Todd?
No.
Give him the mic. Michael.
So who do you think is going to win the Tour de France?
No, we're going on question number one. Influences. Influences.
Rock and roll in general.
No, I was
saw
asking about bicycle
on Saturday Night Live last February. Yeah, Blue Oyster Call.
Fever, baby.
Yeah.
With Will Ferrell?
Christopher Walken.
Yes, ma'am.
Where's the tambourine?
Yeah, yeah, huh?
Why would a...
tambourine.
No, cowbell.
Oh, yeah, cowbell, sorry.
Why would a Frenchman wear an Oofta shirt?
Who's Gerdou?
Who's... What?
He's one of those Norwegian French. They're very rare.
Well, yeah, most people don't know, but yeah. The French have been very influenced by Norwegians.
Turbo Negro is a huge influence over us, and they're from Norway.
They're from Norwegian?
From Norwegia?
Norwegia.
Phil needs a drink.
I haven't mastered the Norse language yet. Phil still doesn't have a drink. Somebody buy Phil a drink.
I have to make a public
apology. Obviously, you guys haven't
the
reached the status for anyone to bring you drinks.
Buy him a fucking drink.
I apologize.
I don't want a drink.
You guys.
I don't want the drink.
You guys obviously haven't mastered the art of the rock and roll interview.
No. You're right.
I can't anticipate asking us another question.
However, I can't anticipate your next question. Yes, we have practiced before.
Oh.
Mike's
the joker of the group.
Oh, yeah, we did.
If you
it's not Mike.
It's shocking as it might be.
Michelle, I'm sorry, Michelle.
It's Philippe.
And is it Philippe? Michelle.
Philippe, Trois, Justine, and Todd.
Justine and Trois.
Trois.
Let me just say this. For as much as you guys make fun of us and how... And
actually, we haven't made fun of you yet at all.
No, you can make
not
fun of
bit.
Us. I don't care.
No,
dude, we're...
That's
we're
a
making
nice
fun of
jacket you have on
well,
there, Fonzie.
Thank you. Thank you. And Fonzie did not wear a denim jacket.
He did in the early episodes. He's
Phil,
familiar.
Wow. You're
Phil.
A much better man than I am.
What about those
that.
Popeye cartoons?
But anyway, point is, you can make fun of us is all you
Boy,
want. But we're a better band for it. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
No, I would disagree. I would say we are a pretty bad band.
Would you say you're the best bad band in Fargo, though?
No, well, just Todd, Swat, Todd.
Now that room is broken up, yes.
I would say that we are probably
okay.
in the top five.
Interview's out. This interview is over.
No. You've only asked
Listen,
us two questions.
We've been insulted.
One person at a time, please. Interview.
I didn't insult you. Yet.
Baby.
Okay. Okay, that's enough, baby.
Okay.
All right. Well, next question.
I could dig up my dead relatives and play better than us, but
what?
You know.
Shut up.
That was a good one, Todd.
Let's respond to these douchebags harassing us questions.
No more necrophilia.
Could you guys quit passing the microphone so we can actually respond?
Pass
the
mic.
Actual question.
Mic.
This is a disaster. This is a disaster.
Todd,
shut
up.
You're dealing with too many drunk people.
Yeah, you're right.
Question.
Are all of you intoxicated?
No.
Justin?
Yes.
I'm not.
Justin's never
intoxicated.
That's
a shocker. Philippe?
I'm not straight.
Philippe?
I wouldn't have been if some people wouldn't have given me
so
many shots.
Yes.
He's got another one coming.
I will tell you that I'm hammered.
Mike is hammered.
I play the drums and I'm
hammered.
And if
Lee wouldn't have came to town, I would
Which
I
will
would
explain my
sober.
Laughs in the last song, which I apologize for. I basically gave up because it sounded like shit and I gave up and I fucked it up and I'm...
It's okay,
hey,
Mike.
We're used
it's
to
all right.
It. We're used
it's
to it,
okay.
Mike.
I feel like I failed my friend.
Let it out.
We put a lot of blood.
Michelle.
We put a lot of heroin.
To.
We put a lot
Michelle,
of booze into this. Please don't you guys touch me.
Hi, if Brian.
So,
the beer is here.
Okay, next question. Quick.
Chat, Jane.
Before they drink more.
Phil.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I think the problem is, Justin, you need to drink more.
Oh, you have questions for me? Oh, okay.
With your band retard.
Lee, you need to do that one.
Well, it's going nowhere, so I feel like I can ask
yes,
the question.
Yes, maybe we'll just talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Phil, first of all.
Phil.
Right, yes.
Philippe. Oh, Lee's taking it. Philippe, I'm sorry.
No, Phil Leach.
Phil Leach, can you...
No. Philippe.
Phil Leach, can you please take that microphone from Philippe?
Please address me as Philippe. I can't take another shot.
We have no control over Philippe.
How about another question?
I would like to ask
just
you...
Just so everyone knows, Philippe here just pussed out on a shot.
Well,
it's
like
all right, though. Whatever.
Because I've been, like...
Give it the rod.
Because when Lee comes to town, it's always...
It's just a dirty mess.
Phil...
There's always a lot
Leach.
Of terrible stuff
I would like to ask
happens.
You a question, like
okay.
I said earlier.
Yes.
We're probably the most pro-Minnesota Viking band in town.
Ow!
And you're wearing a Viking sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So let's
yeah!
talk some fucking football.
Go Vikes.
Let's talk some ball.
Okay.
What do you... Let's talk about...
You want to talk some ball?
Ask us some questions about...
Why are you pro Denny? That's my fucking question.
That's a good question.
Why are you pro Denny?
Why are you pro
Denny?
Pro
Denny?
Like
why?
Are you pro red?
Why are you pro Denny now?
I was actually, I was very anti-Denny up until about...
Speak up, young man.
I saw that interview on ESPN, and Denny really made me believe, man. I'm sorry, he really made me believe.
Jeff George, Sean Salisbury, whatever the fuck his name was, they all profited under the system.
I'm telling
you. We should work on that site.
So what you're saying is that any quarterback can be plugged into this system. Any quarterback. Which is what Denny Green proclaimed.
All right.
You know all I have to say about that? Give me a fucking break.
And the Vikings discussion now,
Tommy
right?
Kramer?
No, we just started.
Retirement. Could he be plugged into the system?
No.
Only
what,
if...
What,
he,
Tommy. What only is if, the system?
Only if Ted Brown is in the backfield.
Yeah, whatever.
Ted Brown!
Leo Lewis is...
And Steve Jordan.
Leo Lewis, yes!
Next to Randy.
Leo Lewis is returning fun.
Decoy, yeah.
Steve Jordan's out wide
Sammy
at tight end.
Darren Nelson.
Sammy White split out wide.
Greg Coleman.
And the all-time Funky. Minnesota Vikings yardage leader, Darren Nelson. Yeah! In the backfield. Over 20,000 all-purpose yards.
Darren Nelson. Retire 20.
Should I, like, Keith Millard get
Even
out
though
of jail
he dropped the ball on the one-yard line against the Redskins, otherwise we would have been in the 88 Super Bowl.
The only,
Mike,
the
where's Scott Studwell?
Listen to all these guys trying to justify their manhood by talking ball.
Number 20.
What?
What about Scott Studwell? We, you know,
Scott Studwell.
What about Millard?
Come and gone. Scott Studwell
Keith?
Was actually an
Keith
excellent...
Millard, is he out of jail?
What's he in jail for?
DUIs, wasn't he? I don't know.
Who? That's not very original of him, is it?
Who is? Who's in jail?
Keith Millard.
Keith Millard. He wasn't. He's
not in jail now. Though.
Even ex-Vikings get DUIs. That's cool.
Defensive like player of the year, 1989. Keith Millard.
Millard.
So are we all trying to prove our manhood here, or what's going on? Let's talk something else.
So
it's a twin.
When does the CD come out?
Delving questions.
November of 99.
Hey, do we have a microphone?
No, there's
it's
no
out?
More microphones. Yeah, give Twa the
no, actually
microphone
we don't,
for a minute.
Phil, funny you should ask. Actually, we don't have anyone that wants to record us.
That's kind of sad because isn't a guy in your band have a label?
Well, I don't feel we're ready.
Is that your American cousin?
There's a thing about Fargo bands.
Right.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
We
gotta make sure that we're not the typical Fargo band before we do anything like that.
Yeah, apparently we haven't made a much fucking noise. Apparently we haven't utilized feedback enough to become a Fargo band.
Maybe you should find a grand
I'm sorry,
label.
Mike.
Sorry. We're playing too many rhythms. I'm sorry.
This band here.
You have guitars in your band, so you're not really a Fargo band. I don't think my wife wants
that.
See, as soon as we put out a record, we're gonna break up. So the longer we don't put out a record, the longer we're going to be.
I think that Troy might have something to say over there.
Hey, Troy.
Let him talk.
I think Ross has. He's got a mic. I think
Ross
is
our manager, I guess. Ross is our manager. Even though he's not doing
yeah,
that before
I was wondering
why
he was over here.
Well, I
Ross,
will take
hey, Ross,
fucking control
you
if you want that to happen.
Hey, no, I have something to say here. Ross,
talk.
You're the
Ross,
one that's had the mic the whole time.
Like, Troy's more than a pretty face.
So, Troy, we're
Listen. What? Ross is our manager. Ross, what have you done for us lately?
What have you done for us lately?
Other than done that corny Ross dance. Would you do the Ross dance for us? He brought you two pitchers
okay,
of beer.
Okay, here's the deal. If you guys
recite
in front
any page of
up
the Metal Maniacs magazine that's sitting in our practice space.
Yeah,
he knows
he
everything about Marduk
on that stuff.
And Mayhem.
No, hold on.
And we want to thank Acid Bath.
If you guys come out in front of us, Mike is going to get naked here tonight. So
jump in here.
Pull
if you're out there listening
clothes.
On the internet, you really want to see some naked people.
So
come
if
come
everybody just comes up, stands on their feet for a few minutes,
yeah, that's
Mike
all I ask.
Will get naked.
People, the only people that can hear you are the ones that are listening over
the
internet. The
answer to that request is false.
Just
hello,
stand up wherever
internet.
You are.
You all failed on that pop quiz. Now, Phil and
anyway,
looks
quick,
like half
quick,
the band is leaving.
Labia.
We want to thank Dick Kids.
Fuck
we
you.
We want to thank Real Kids. We want to thank Double Dogs. Stay of the Rules.
Mike told me tonight that he has the most gigantic balls of anyone here.
Shut up. I told
literally,
you.
Literally. Not
I
like
told you not
I'm
to
brave
that.
Balls. Like gigantic balls.
Shut.
He said that they pop open the buttons on his pants. He said they're huge and wrinkly.
How do you feel about this band as, you know, different to the other
Mike's
bands?
Mike's got a huge wrinkly ball.
Well, they look like my grandpa's
band.
I'm sorry.
The other band's pretty good friends, except for, you know.
You can't hear.
Does that cause problems at the rest of the
I'm
band?
Sorry, Troy's lost his headset.
Yes. Like, are there any incidents you could tell us about? Justin hating incidents?
Yep, they're all quiet right now. You know,
you guys are always coming on to me.
That was
pretty
Phil.
Boy, Phil.
I just come on, Phil.
That may or may not be true.
Oh, my God.
Is that why the rest of the band doesn't like you? Because you don't share
news.
Your stuff with them?
What?
Are you looking at me? Who are you looking
That's
at?
That's all hearsay.
We are the gayest band in Fargo.
The gayest band.
All I got to say to that is listen to Cat Scratch Fever.
It's a disaster.
These guys are a disaster.
Yep. We don't give a good interview, do we?
Well,
you're pretty much out of control.
You all do, but
all
talk at the same time.
I know.
What are you talking about?
We've been trying that.
I'm trying to control these guys.
I know.
See,
you know what it's like to be on both sides.
I'm the front man. I'm supposed to answer all the questions.
I'm actually
right.
You don't have a mic.
This is the internet, man. This is anarchy. This is all out of control.
I'm actually pretty disappointed
pretty
in our interviewers
guys, huh?
Because they're not taking control.
What are your views on
situations?
Napster?
All right, this
in response to your...
You know, my
bring
impression...
Bring it on.
Okay, I'm going to talk here. Phil,
bring it on. What was that?
My opinion on Napster is that those Metallica cartoons on CampChaos.com are fucking funny. That's my opinion on Napster.
I don't mean to offend Phil here, but I'm pro-Napster.
I say you go to CampChaos.com and look at all those Metallica cartoons they got.
Yeah, there's
on there.
A question for you. How do y'all feel about that whole thing?
What?
Being a small band, how
yes,
would you feel
you
if your music
be using
was
Napster
given away
for free?
Being distributed on
Since
Napster
is so
yes.
good for the unknown band, shouldn't you guys be using
small
it?
Band that we
well,
are,
we don't have a recording.
I would
recording.
Take that as like the largest
well,
compliment in the
okay,
world.
Okay, good. I
just
person
just put this interview up
because
Napster.
I know.
Oh, crazy!
I dare you guys to put this interview up on Napster.
Okay.
I dare anyone
as a record
to download this.
All right, Lee has the floor. What is going on?
One
hey,
person at a time.
Michael,
Michelle,
whatever.
I'm trying to say
Michelle.
One person at a time.
I was acting the record
label
executive here.
I
don't know
who
this clown is.
He's
who
trying
is
to,
this guy?
You're trying to make me take control.
Who is this guy?
Fuck off. I mean,
can we turn off the pink mic?
Okay. I was just asking the record label executive how he feels about Napster.
I like the purple one.
Would you?
It looks like an
endorsement on Napster.
Yeah.
I yield the floor to you, Michael.
Yeah, I'd put stuff on Napster.
Justin, I believe your name is not Mike. Justin.
Is there
dipshit.
Dart? Are there Dart Records artists using Napster?
Justin's
yeah.
leaving.
Justin's
Justin feelings
loop
are hurt.
Technician, get the hell
Justin.
Out of here.
Loop technician.
This must
Justin's
be the most
loop
unlistenable piece of shit on the internet.
Apparently,
I've
the rest
ever
of the band does
heard.
Hate Justin.
And whose fault is that?
Well, the people who are controlling the interview.
Oh,
I guess.
Really?
That would be you.
Change my oil, bitch.
Well,
actually, Justin
we've
does
got
tires,
a couple people left.
How about the Twins, Phil?
The Twins? I don't like the Twins at all.
Yeah.
Not at all?
I don't like baseball.
Baseball is really boring. I just went to a Red Hawks game. Give me a break.
Well, Red Hawks games are okay.
No, they're not really
not
that
baseball.
Much
that's
better
like,
than any
that's
other
like
baseball game.
That's like fast-pitch softball. With a smaller ball.
Basketball, you down with that, as a kid says?
What?
What do you guys feel about
basketball?
Battle
I like maybe? Basketball. But my favorite player is dead now.
What do you guys feel about battle ball?
Pitch.
Battle ball?
What do you guys feel about battle ball?
Battle ball is cool. And
if you catch it, the guy who threw it is out.
Right. And
otherwise, the guy who threw it is in.
You know, at Dry Hump this year, we're going to play battle ball.
When who's here?
At Dry Hump
Dry
2000.
Hump.
We're playing battle
that's
ball.
My next
Phil,
question.
Phil,
are we
invited?
Are we? Are
you guys have been invited.
What? Can
we
you describe?
That,
free plug for you. Dry Hump 2K.
Well, we don't really know much yet. We're still waiting on a.
Is
confirmed,
this
going
to be an outdoor, indoor?
It will be outdoor with camping.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, hopefully.
Wow.
What are we in the tropics?
What?
We're supposed to be at the tropics, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes, it was going to be at the tropics.
I don't mean to
interrupt. Is this something that
we needed to make room for the tents?
So you're going to burn down a.
See, you try
and
fucking control it. You can't either, can you?
Phil, what are we going to do about the mosquitoes?
Whatever. You're trying.
What?
Mosquitoes.
One at a time.
You.
Troy, you can't keep whispering in that thing.
I'm not whispering.
Yeah, you are. We can't hear you.
Speak into the mic.
What are we going to do about the mosquitoes?
The mosquitoes?
Well,
I believe this will be post-mosquito season, right, Phil?
When does mosquito season end?
August 21.
Really? It'll be after mosquito season.
Oh, I thought
end.
It was
yeah.
August 23rd.
It's gonna
be,
by
then they all have to go back to school.
It's going
to
be late August or early September.
Good one.
It will not be on a Vikings
Good
weekend.
I have another
one.
Question for you guys.
Because I have tickets, so I can't
do these
game.
Microphones give
preseason tickets?
What?
Preseason?
Ha-ha.
I'm only going to one preseason game.
Do these microphones give you
chaplain? I'm going to go see the Saints.
That's the one San Antonio.
You're the one that's eating it.
What?
You tell me.
San Antonio?
Once again, I
the San Antonio Vikings?
Yeah. I think Danny Green knows what he's doing.
What about Danny Green?
I wish he would die. I wish he would die. I wish he would die.
So we've got one pro
he's
and one anti-Danny
guy.
Anti-Danny over here.
Have you been to
anti-Danny all the way.
Mike, exactly. Have you been to the FireDenny.com site?
No. Old news.
Oh, you should go there.
Do you run that site?
No, I run the HireDenny.
Wait, hire or fire?
There's one of each.
Now, are you being satirical about having your HireDenny site?
I have a HireDenny.com website.
Okay, can you logistically explain to me why you have a HireDenny?
Well, it's just...
Shut up, Troy.
It really has nothing...
shut up.
Because the
can you tell me
why? Win the Super Bowl.
Shut up.
With Denny? No.
Shut up, Michelle.
No, you shut up.
The name of the HireDenny site really has nothing to do with Dennis Green. It's making fun of the FireDenny site.
Well, then why would I go to that site?
The HireDenny site?
I really want Denny fired.
Oh.
Why would I waste my time on a site that doesn't contribute to his firing?
Because there's
many
pictures in the Hire, right?
Well, there's going to be.
Okay, yeah.
See, the Hire Denny site's all about chicks and rock and roll.
No, because Danny really likes chicks. Did you post the nudie photos of Kate in the Nova magazine that
I... No, I haven't seen it. I forgot the name of the magazine.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I was at Barnes & Noble and I forgot.
I'll send it to you, Phil.
It does? Oh.
Yeah, I'll send it.
I don't believe in posting naked pictures of Kate, because that would be wrong.
Anywho.
Oh, my fucking God.
Or Napster.
Oh, my God. What?
Okay, can we speak?
She's on
the phone. This is not going to be about Phil.
Right? Right?
What?
Nothing.
Mike,
I'm not
going to
get into that.
6-10. Probably 6-10.
No way.
6-10.
No way.
8-8.
How?
Don't buy it. Bullshit.
They get a wild card and they lose to Tampa in the
Bull
first round.
Fucking shit.
All right.
Do you think they're going to win more than 6 games
with
fucking rookie badass quarterback?
I hope they're trying to prove their manhood.
That's why.
We've got a wide receiver, but not a defense.
Little pretty boy over there.
I hope to God I lose all
me.
My predictions.
Yeah, why are you crossing your legs like that anyway?
Because I'm very, very gay.
You're very, very gay? What?
Hey, Mike, are you ready to rock?
All right,
go rock now. There's control for you.
Rock and roll.
I don't remember what songs you're playing.
Can you guys play a Viking song?
Go Vikings! We're in the game. Go Vikings! I know your name. Go get a first down, then get a touchdown. Rock 'em, sock 'em. Fight. Go Vikings! Run out the score. You'll hear us cheer for more. V-I-K-I-N-G-S. Go Vikings, let's go!
All right, Michelle from the Dirty French.
And on that note,
bang the drums.
That's why he's the drummer.
Well,
that was the worst interview ever with Les Dirty Frenchmen.
Ever?
Well, it's probably the only interview with them.
Has there ever been a good interview?
They can only get better,
as
can you and I.
Good luck, guys.
I should have stayed home. We should have stayed home, Libby.
So,
I
Phil,
pretty
when
much
are you
would have
transcribe
been.
Transcribe that?
Did you? Are you volunteering?
Definitely not a problem, Roger.
I say we put it up on. I say we get it and put it on Napster.
That'd be the way to do it. Actually, put the whole show on Napster.
No, yeah, 45 meg download. Oh, I was looking for the Dirty Frenchman interview.
You should grab one of the cable news programs and anti-Napster ones.
Maybe Phil, too, will be up at Capitol Hill testifying with Lars.
With Lars.
Fucking Lars. Whatever, man.
Lars would eat these guys.
Yeah, no shit. What?
He can drum.
Lars would eat these Dirty Frenchmen for breakfast.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Lunch
Lars
and dinner?
Lars is a friggin' tennis player,
mm-hmm.
man.
Ross is familiar with the VH1 series.
So what's going on here, Roger?
We're supposed to wrap it up in a couple.
We're supposed to wrap it up.
Wrapping it up.
Well, you may or not, might not know, but you are listening to Coach and Six's Off Broadway.
So your favorite player is Malik Sealy, really?
I really liked Malik Sealy. Yeah.
I was
devastated.
The Indiana game.
Yeah.
Did he hit the 3-pointer?
Yeah. I was watching it on TV.
That was crazy good.
I cried.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hey, let's leave
Fuck off.
I think we should leave these mics on and talk while they play.
Yeah.
Because
they'll
probably
time.
Be more interesting than what they do to
Or just do a nice, like, high tone scream.
La, 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 la. These, like all good Frenchmen,
Ow.
These guys stink.
Good one, Phil.
I'm on it, aren't I?
Are we done? We're done.
Oh!
That was a $500 suit. Thank
That's
you.
We're done.
Not even my beard.
Thanks.
No problem,
You're paying
Lee.
For dry cleaning
Are we done?
Five.
We're done.
Four.
I ended that nicely by dumping
Rock and roll.
A beer on Lee. Sorry, Lee.
Oh, well.